You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back with you. Buck, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm great, DJ. We are one step closer to the regular season. We had a great weekend of preseason games. We got a chance to see, I guess, a little bit of the dress rehearsal. A lot of people played their starters into the second quarter. So I feel a lot better about prognostications and how some of these teams will play.
Yeah, we're going to, speaking of prognostications, that's kind of what we're going to hit today. We're going to go through a bunch of rookies, and this is an article you'll be able to find up at NFL.com. I do this every year, just kind of pick out a dozen offensive guys, and I'll do a dozen defensive guys, kind of a best case, worst case. Like, if everything goes really, really well, this is what this year will look like. If things get a little bit off track, kind of a worst case scenario, and then I give you which is a total shot in the dark, just some projections on stats and what those could look like for these guys. So about a dozen rookies, we're going to get to that. We have some other news we're going to hit. We talked about a position battle last week with the Carolina Panthers and their quarterback position. That one has been decided just as we start this podcast. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about another quarterback battle and where that stands and what our predictions are for that. But before we get to all this fun stuff, Buck, I got to tell you a quick story. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So I'm not a handy guy. I'm not, I've talked about how I busted my toe up, dropping a mirror on my toe, just ridiculous. Right. And so the toe's getting better, doing good. And then the other day I'm opening up boxes and trying to get settled, and I got a brand new sharp knife, go to open the box, shoom. Slice my finger. I mean, I'm a train wreck. Okay. I can't be trusted with sharp objects. I can't be trusted. Okay, so, but here's the story. So here's the story though, Buck. So this thing hurts. Like it, I don't know if I need a stitch. I don't know. But I got it. I just got it wrapped up. It hurts. So anyways, we go to the game. I got the Charger game. They're playing the other night against the Cowboys. And I'm like, I'm not going to go down on the field before the game because everybody's going to say hi and there's going to be a lot of handshakes. And I'm like, you know, I have to fist bump. And it just, it could be, you get the awkward handshake, fist bump. I don't want to deal with it. So I don't go down, but we always have guests that come into the booth, as you know, like you have guests come in there for pregame. So we have the great Dan Fouts is going to come in and spend a good chunk of time with Money and I. Yeah. Grew up in San Diego. Dan Fouts is the guy. Well, Dan Fouts comes in the booth. Yeah. It's Dan Fouts, Hall of Famer. Dan Fouts comes up and walks over to you and sticks his hand out. You can't give Dan Fouts a fist bump. This is Dan Fouts, Hall of Famer Dan Fouts. So I gave the handshake with like the finger like this and like tried to just like shake it. It was just, I don't think he knew. I think I might have pulled it off, but it was a lot of pressure. That's like being able, you got to react real time right there, Buck. You got to be able to react.
You have to be able to react, but I'm going to tell you this. You need to quit doing the handy stuff around the house.
I know, man.
I know it pains you, but from here on out, I believe that you need to find a handyman that can do all of the odds and ends, and you just have to stick to that. It may cost you a little bit more, but you have to set aside a little cash and have a handyman come and do it, because the injuries that you have started to accumulate,
they're mounting.
To think you're injury prone. And so to protect you against yourself, we're going to find you a handyman. So if any of our listeners and viewers can find somebody, they want to volunteer in that San Diego,
San Diego area.
At a reasonable price, we can do it, because we cannot have you continue to be on injury reserve and the disabled list.
I mean, I'm so scarred right now. I mean, I get a new t-shirt and it comes with a tag on it. I mean, I don't even want to pick up a pair of scissors to cut the tag off. I mean, it's just like, nope, can't wear it. Got to wait a little bit. Got to get that. Got a little PTSD there. Let's jump in and get going here. Let's talk about some of these rookies. Best case, worst case. I'll kind of give you my thoughts on them, and then kind of what I'm projecting for them in their year one. We'll split this up. We'll do half of them. We'll take a break. We'll come back and do the other half. Let's start off here. Again, just grab 12 guys that I was intrigued by. Let's start off, first of all, Drake London with the Atlanta Falcons, big wide receiver out of USC. Best case, Buck, this was a high-volume target guy at USC before he got hurt. I mean, I think he would have won the Blitnikoff Award if he didn't get hurt. Mm-hmm. I think it was his ankle. But just, you know, tons and tons of production. Inside, outside, he can do the same thing for the Falcons. Talk about him and Pitts. Best case, they really team up with one another and create some mismatches for opponents. So that's the best case. Worst case, Buck's coming off of an injury and he's missed some time in camp. Maybe it takes him a little while to get up to speed, and could be a situation where this offense just doesn't put themselves in a lot of scoring opportunities. I still think worst case scenario, though, volume wise, he's going to be in good shape. I think he gets a lot of targets. I think he gets a lot of balls. So my overall projection for him for the year, again, take it with a grain of salt, throwing a little bit of a dart here, but 80 catches, 950 yards, 6 touchdowns. I think that's very reasonable for Drake London year one.
Well, I think it's reasonable because he will, in a way, be their number one receiver. You're going to have Kyle Pitts. You would like to think that most teams are going to come in and take away Kyle Pitts and force the ball to go elsewhere. That leaves Drake London with plenty of opportunities if he can win one-on-ones. I think your projection is reasonable. About 900 yards, that'd be a very, very solid rookie season for Drake London coming out of USC.
Yeah, we'll see. It's excited to watch him. Let's go to a running back here. How about Kenneth Walker? We haven't talked too much about Kenneth Walker the third here. You know, he's got this, it looks like a hernia injury. Pete Carroll hasn't been, you know, exact in terms of what he's dealing with. He kind of just pointed to the stomach and the core area there. Mm-hmm. So best case scenario, that gets healed up quickly. He shows a, you know, vast improvement in the passing game. Didn't get a lot of opportunities there at Michigan State. Shows that he's a viable candidate, can actually earn some reps on passing downs instead of just being an early down back. So that's kind of the positive scenario. We look at the worst case scenario. It's a little bit slow coming back from this injury. They're cautious with him, trying to kind of see the big picture. If you're the Seahawks with a lot of young players, and then it's kind of a committee approach. They've got a lot of backs there. So nobody really emerges as that lead back. And then, you know, it takes a while for him to gain some confidence and some support to be able to use him in passing situations. I said, look, 175 carries, 700 yards, 4 touchdowns. I gave him 20 catches, you know, 160 yards and a touchdown. So just kind of that's a solid start there.
Yeah, solid start for the Seahawks, rookie. Now, I would say if the Seahawks have their way, they would love to have him and Rashad Penny kind of share the workload. But a lot of it would depend on quarterback play. Can the quarterback play well enough that they're able to run the ball against maybe lighter boxes? But right now, whether it's Geno Smith or Drew Lock, we'll see. I think everyone's going to try and stuff the box and make it very, very difficult for the Seahawks to run. So getting to that number, it could be a little tougher for Kenneth Walker unless he gets better quarterback play in front of him.
Yeah. Look, it's a team encouraged by what we've seen from the two rookie tackles that they have up there playing well. Looks like both those guys are going to be really good players. We talk about Cross and Abe Lucas, Charles Cross and Abe Lucas. So it'll be fun to watch them. Let's go Garrett Wilson with the Jets, Buck. Best case scenario, this offense takes a major leap. Matt LaFleur's second year. You know, maybe get a little bit of Joe Flacco early in the season before you get to Zach Wilson. He leapfrogs Corey Davis on the depth chart. And then you've got a lot of coverage dedicated towards Elijah Moore. I think it's really one of the emerging star receivers in the league. And so you get a nice number two weapon there in Wilson. Worst case scenario, Zach Wilson gets back in the lineup. The accuracy issues that we saw last year, those don't go anywhere. Still produces some wow catches as he's done throughout training camp, but maybe not the production that you want. I kind of split the difference with the projection. 55 catches, 725 yards, 4 touchdowns. A lot of mouths to feed. We're going to get to Breece Hall in a little bit. I think he's going to have a huge year. You've got those receivers. You've got 3 tight ends they can work through. I think this offense is much better. I think he's going to be a great player. I just don't know how much volume he's going to be able to get here.
Yeah, now the volume will be a problem. And I'm a little concerned because Zach Wilson, we don't know when he's going to show up. If Zach Wilson is the bona fide starter from week one, then I feel better about the numbers. With Joe Flacco, I just don't know. Does it change the offense in terms of are they more conservative with Joe Flacco and more wide open with Zach Wilson? How does Zach Wilson respond to the injury? Do they need to protect him so now they can't do some of the things that we heard that they wanted to do in the offseason? But make no mistake, like Gary Wilson is going to be a stud. And because he's an outstanding route runner, we've seen in this league, route runners find a way to get open and have success. Solid expectations by you. I think he should be able to hit all those numbers.
Yeah. Let's get to his teammate here, Chris Olave at Ohio State. Best case scenario for Olave, man, the momentum that he's created, I think that carries over to the regular season. That's going to be a positive for him. Jameis Winston is going to be an aggressive quarterback that he's always been, wanting to push the ball vertically, and Olave ends up being that vertical guy in this offense. You've talked about it before. The Saints offense has kind of always had that speed guy, so Olave takes over that role. Downside, I don't really see a lot of risk here, Buck. I think he's got a high floor. You know, maybe Michael Thomas reemerges as that target hoarder, but I still think there's going to be plenty of opportunities for Olave. I went 70 for 907 touchdowns.
You know what? I believe he is going to be the big play specialist in this offense. So I'm thinking high yards per catch average, but maybe not as many targets. And so at the end of the year, I am expecting to see him anywhere over 15 yards per catch, means that he has kind of delivered those explosive plays that have been lacking in this offense. He's going to score touchdowns because that's what he did at Ohio State. And he's going to make big plays down the field because that's what his speed will create, opportunities down the field. I just don't know if he'll get the volumes because there are a lot. You talk about miles of feet. There's a lot.
Yeah.
You think about Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Alvin Kamara, a lot of guys that are kind of up on the list when it comes to the pecking order. But the big plays will happen when Chris Olave wins on one-on-one backside.
Yep, man, no doubt. I think he is that vertical guy for them. Can hit some home runs. How about the third Buckeye or former Buckeye? Of course, we know he transferred to Alabama, but he was with those two at Ohio State. That's Jameson Williams with the Lions. Best case scenario to me, let's start first of all. Take your time. Get him fully healthy. Get him on the field. No hiccups with his recovery from injury. That's going to be big. That's the most important thing. Upon his arrival, once he does get in the lineup, you see a vertical element to this Lions passing attack that just simply hasn't been there. And he flashes enough to get everyone excited about next year. Talking about maybe, nobody knows, but maybe mid-November when he gets on the field. Worst case scenario, that might take a little time to regain the confidence in the knee. The offense kind of remains horizontal with Jared Goff, kind of what it's been. But I still believe you're going to see, you know, some run after catch. But even if they aren't stretching him vertically, he can use that speed and make things happen after the catch. So I was real conservative with him, just not knowing how much he's going to play, when he's going to get back on the field. I went 35 for 550 and 3 touchdowns, but showing you the glimpses of what he can be and get everybody excited about 2023 in Detroit.
Yeah, they should be excited because the new number 9 in Detroit has big play potential. For Jameson Williams to get permission from Matthew Stafford to continue on to wear number 9, I think that's big for him. He wanted a number, and I think when you request a number, that means you got to be big time because that's what I would tell my players. And so if Jameson Williams is able to play and play a significant amount of time, he's going to have an impact because I look there, Amon-Ra St. Brown is a monster. You have DJ Chark, who's also a big play threat. You have Josh Reynolds, who also kind of fills in, but those guys aren't. Jameson Williams, and they don't bring that explosive right now element that he will bring whenever he's ready, I think you'll see from him a big play a game. And so those numbers are solid, but I think he's going to be a big play factor in this offense.
Yep, just a matter of how much we're going to see of him this year. All right, here's a tease for you. Coming right back after this, I'm going to give you the guy who I think is going to have the best rookie receiving year of all these guys. Talked about some big names. This one we have not talked about yet. I am very bullish on somebody in the NFC East. We'll get to that right after this.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
That's my game.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
All right, Buck, we talked about this player's having the best hands in last year's draft class. Some unbelievable catches for him at Penn State. Now, Jahan Dotson, he goes to the Washington Commanders. He's there with Carson Wentz. And this is one, when I'm thinking about best case, this is going to be a big year for him. And maybe I'm just too optimistic, but I think with him and Terry McLaurin, they've got two guys that can do everything. They can stretch you, they can push you, but then they also have the route running chops to be able to cut you up underneath. So to me, I think that you have a big year from Jahan Dotson, not only some of that vertical stuff, but showing he's a complete route runner. A lot of attention and coverage goes to Terry McLaurin. He's got an opportunity to make some things happen. Worst case scenario, again, I would say really just kind of injury. I think if he's healthy and on the field, I think this guy has a big year. I think he's a complete receiver. I think he already has earned the trust of his quarterback, and that continues on into the regular season. The Commanders, I don't know how good they're going to be. They might be chasing some points against teams, which could lend itself to some production. So he's the receiver I have with 1,000 yards. I got him 75 catches, 1,000 yards, and 5 touchdowns. I think the Commanders have 2,000-yard receivers this year with him and McLaurin.
Wow, 2,000-yard receivers. You're not even talking about De'Ami Brown. De'Ami Brown, no, the big play threat on the other side.
Yeah, but I think the targets are going to these two dudes.
So what I like about the Commanders offense, those two guys that you pointed out, Terry McLaurin is a legitimate number one receiver who can do everything that you want to see. Jahan Dotson is outstanding as a route runner, but he also has terrific big play skills when it comes to catch and run, the things that they can do after the catch. And so there are going to be opportunities out there. The only question that I have is, how good is Carson Wentz going to be in this offense? Can Scott Turner get Carson Wentz to settle into this offense where he can take advantage of all the weapons that are at his disposal? If Carson Wentz plays well, I think you're more likely to see your guy behind Dotson hit that number. But if they have struggles at the quarterback position, it's going to be tough for my man to make big plays.
Yeah. Again, I told you, sometimes you got to go out on a limb and push it, push your chips in on somebody.
You're all the way out there.
Yeah. I pushed it in. Let's get to another one here. Treylon Burks with the Tennessee Titans. Some struggles early on. It sounded like in the spring. Mm-hmm. But I still think that this is such a typical Titans receiver. I think they know how to use players like this. I think when you're talking about him, what he can do physically, playing above the rim, making plays after the catch. The opportunities because of the run game, you're going to get big play potential down the field. So that's kind of the upside with him. The downside, I think, just, you know, continuing to develop as an overall route runner, maybe that takes a little bit of time. It's a run dominant team. So, you know, who knows how many opportunities he's going to get just in terms of spreading the ball around. So that would be kind of the downside. I went 65 catches, 900 yards, 4 touchdowns is where I ended up with Treylon Burks. And I think you're going to see him better as the season goes along. He gets more comfortable.
Yeah, I think he has to be comfortable. He has to get comfortable with the conditioning. He has to get comfortable with the speed and the physicality of the game. There's no doubt, though, they don't have a choice. He has to play well. When they let go of A.J. Brown, and even though Robert Woods is there, they need someone else on the other side to be a factor. And that guy that they're counting on is Treylon Burks. And so I believe they kind of throw him in the deep water. He figures out eventually how to swim, and he has to make plays. I think it's been a little bit of a culture shock for him, getting used to the pro game. But hopefully by about the middle of the season, he'll settle in. He'll figure out. He'll start making the same kind of big plays that he made throughout his tenure at Arkansas.
All right. The next one up, we're going to fast forward because a little bit later on, we're going to talk about that quarterback battle with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't want to give away what we're going to do there. So I'm going to skip over Kenny Pickett. I'm going to get to Breece Hall, another Jet here. Best case scenario, Buck, I'll show you. Sometimes you got to put your money where your mouth is. I play in one fantasy league. That's it. One fantasy league. I had the 11th pick. 11th pick in fantasy. And I think, I don't know, the fantasy ratings have him in the 40s, I don't know, 50s, somewhere like that, all the fantasy gurus. I took him with the 11th pick. I pushed my chips in. So when you say how much you believe in Breece Hall, that's how much I believe in him. I think he's going to have a monster year. I think he is a stud. I think he's going to emerge as a bell cow back. You can see the burst that he has, the speed. You saw that run he had against the Atlanta Falcons in the joint practices the other day. This is a run-friendly scheme with Matt LaFleur. I think he flourishes. He becomes their bell cow back. So worst-case scenario, I don't have one really because I've gone all in. 250 carries, 1,150 yards, 8 touchdowns. I think he catches 55 balls for another 504. So I've got him with 12 total touchdowns, Buck, and, gosh, over 1,500 total yards. I know that's big. I know that's bold. But I'm in on Breece Hall, man.
Man, you're all the way in on Breece Hall.
Totally.
That's offensive rookie of the year type numbers.
That's what he's going to be.
Projecting
he's going to be the offensive rookie of the year. Just send him the trophy right now. It's over.
Oh, wow. And looking at him, he reminds me of the Le'Veon Bell that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
In terms of
his ability to run the ball, catch it out the backfield, do a bunch of different things in the slot, out wide, in the backfield. A lot of creativity that could take place because of his versatility. He has potential. He has potential to be an all-star. The Jets.
I like Michael Carter a lot.
Draft. Yeah.
But Michael Carter's going to take over.
This dude's different.
This is a different animal now. And he's you know, you can talk about Lev Bell and some of the patience and the fluidity and all that. This is a 4-3 dude. And you see it once he gets out in the open, you ain't catching him. I know, you know, look about the offensive line. They're going to be fine. Their interior is going to be really good. I love the two guards that they have. So he'll be just fine. All right, George Pickens, we've talked about a bunch. You don't need to spend a bunch of time here. You know, I think he's going to be one of those top three receivers for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Big plays, flash plays. I think that's what we're going to see. We saw the physicality that he had in the preseason week one. Week two, the numbers weren't as good. But I think he has a solid year. Worst case scenario, you know, it's just a, you know, them trying to figure out the quarterback situation, and maybe they don't have as much of a vertical element of the passing game as you'd like. But I still think it's a really solid year for him. 65 catches, 845 yards, 6 touchdowns, and really, you know, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, and now George Pickens. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers know how to evaluate wideouts, and I think he has a role, a prominent role for this team.
Yeah, having the chance to watch it up close and personal this weekend, Pickens just moves differently. He's just so smooth. Mm. It's funny because I can't call him a polished or precise route runner, but he is a tremendous athlete with great hand-eye coordination. And as the number three receiver, when you have a big Chase Claypool on one side, Deontay Johnson, who can play inside and outside on the other, it really creates plenty of big one-on-one opportunities, big play one-on-one opportunities for Pickens. And the Steelers love pushing the ball down the field. I think they're going to find a way to make sure that this guy gets the ball and gets the time.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Let's go a couple more here. Sky Moore, again, just a lot of pieces to fit into the puzzle there with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he's going to be somebody you can plug into the slot. You can probably see him carry the ball a little bit too. Best case scenario, I think you see him grow as the season goes along, and I think you're going to see some run after the catch stuff that's big time from him. Worst case scenario is just, you know, it's just a lot of other guys are trying to incorporate. So maybe takes a minute for him. I still think you see him turn it on at the end of the year. 55 catches, 700 yards, 5 touchdowns, where I went with Sky Moore. Two wise, Buck, two wise.
Two wise. And, you know, the reports coming out of Kansas City, I don't know if you had a chance to watch them completely slice up the Commanders. Ooh. When the ones were in. Look, everyone is worried about how are the Kansas City Chiefs going to live without Tyreek Hill. They'll be fine. They're going back to some of that old school West Coast offensive stuff. The system is going to create opportunities for these guys to get catches, and they're good enough. Scott Moore, though, his run after catch ability could separate him a little bit from Juju Smith-Schuster and some of those other guys. This offense is going to roll, and he's going to be a major part of that.
Yeah, no doubt. Last one here. James Cook, running back for the Buffalo Bills, one of our favorites. We love the fit. Talk about an offense, just open it up. Holy moly. They got after it. Somebody must have said something. I don't know what happened there, but they got after it a little bit in their last preseason game. I don't know what got into them. But anyways, James Cook, they've got a nice little trio of backs now in Buffalo. You think about Moss and Devin Singletary. Now you throw him in the mix. We've talked about what he can do in the passing game. To me, that's best case scenario. He really emerges as a pass catcher out of the backfield, and he's going to hit some home runs in the run game. Worst case scenario, I mean, they just have been allergic to running the football in the past. I know they've given lip service. They want to do it more. They want to be more committed to it. You know, let's see if they do. It's got to be awful tempting when you've got Josh Allen, the superhero back there. Almost feels like a wasted play when you turn around and hand the ball off. But I think we do see Buffalo run it a little bit more this year. I want 130 carries, 585 yards, 2 touches, 45 catches, though. Good amount of catches, 405 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's an elite offense. So he just got to find his role. I think he will.
Yeah, elite offense. If we were tracking the carries, I think a lot of those carries come in the second half. They're going to throw to get up, and they're going to run the ball to run the clock out. And with Josh Allen, all eyes are on 17. So that means James Cook should run against light boxes. He's going to make a ton of plays. Josh Allen's athleticism makes the defense probably overreact to when Josh Allen does some of those fake zone read type things where it looks like he may have the option to pull it. That is going to allow James Cook to run scot-free in the middle. He has big numbers. I think he goes well over that number that you're projecting. He becomes the starter. He becomes the workhorse. He becomes a big-time difference maker for them.
Yeah. No, look, Devin Singletary played really, really well down the stretch. So it's just going to be a matter of, you know, how they want to divvy those carries up. I mean, I think they've got an interesting combination of skills with the guys that they have there. Buck, you got a chance to see this one up close. I think one of the more talked about position battles is the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback battle. Been labeled kind of as a three-man contest. All respect to Mason Rudolph, who's done some good things. I don't think he's got an opportunity to secure that starting job. You've got the former Tar Heel, Mitchell Trubisky. Nobody did in Chicago, gets a year to kind of sit and reset in Buffalo before joining the Pittsburgh Steelers. He came in as the favorite. Then you draft Kenny Pickett in the first round, who's been nothing short of outstanding in the preseason. So I think we might disagree on this one, but how do you see this quarterback battle shaping?
Oh, you think we might disagree?
I think we disagree.
I think if we went back to that dunk contest where Vince Carter won, I think you brought this analogy like it's It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. If you watch Kenny Pickett play with the ones, because this was a big game because Mike Tomlin said, hey, we can get him a little work against the varsity. Okay, so you wanted to play against the Jaguars once. So I'm watching both guys play, and I know it's preseason and it's different. Mr. Trubisky did good things. He was athletic, got the ball out or whatever. But this guy, Kenny Pickett, came in, and the game was not too big for him. The ball came out quickly. He was decisive. He did a good job of, like, standing in the pocket. He took a shot right in his face and teardropped it. DJ, this dude has it. And I wasn't as high on him during the draft process, but watching him in Pittsburgh, I don't know how you can not start him because the offense flows with him. And if it's close between a young guy and a veteran, you always got to go with the young guy. Let's get the clock started. This guy has a chance, man. I don't want to overblow it. This guy has a chance to be special in this offense because it just moves and operates differently when he's at the helm.
All right, so here's where I'm going to agree with you, and here's where I'm going to disagree with you. Okay, I'm going to agree with you on everything you just said about Kenny Pickett and how well he's played and what we think he's going to be. I see all of it. I thought he was the top guy in last year's draft. I thought he was the most ready to play. I see all that stuff, and I think he's going to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers for a decade plus. What I don't agree with, though, is that he's got the job and the contest is over. I think this is Mitchell Trubisky trotting out there week one. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. I think they're going to let Trubisky roll for a little bit, and they're going to ease Kenny Pickett in, and I'll tell you why. You got a chance to see it up front. This offensive line, no bueno, okay? No good.
No.
And Trubisky's athleticism, once you start game planning and you can start doing some more zone read stuff, you can really move him around. And look, Kenny Pickett's a good athlete. We saw that with the fake slide last year. But Trubisky's a little more dynamic and a little more veteran savvy just because of the experience. I think that this is Trubisky's job to start the season. I think we'll see Kenny Pickett, but you know, and we'll see how this all goes down. I think Kenny Pickett only starts a handful of games this year. I think they're going to let Trubisky ease this kid in, and I think they roll with Trubisky for a while. So maybe you can, you know, by the time this gets posted, they've announced Kenny Pickett as a starter, and I'll look like a moron. But I think, to me, the athleticism of your starter and Trubisky coupled with an offensive line that's just not very good. I think it allows you to kind of ease the rookie in.
Boo, Party Pooper over there.
Yeah.
Boo.
Oh, man, sorry.
I'm
trying to give Carolina fans some positive news because we know over the next month it's not going to go up. 43,000 tickets have been sold, by the way, in Boone.
That's really
somehow
exciting.
Your AD, really I don't exciting. Know who your AD is, but scheduling a road game in really Boone exciting. When they're going to put 43,000 people into that stadium, really that's exciting. A dumb move. You guys play at Georgia State, too. Who's making your schedule? You guys are on the road at App State and at Georgia State. What are you doing? You guys, it's like money games for you
guys? We got bigger fish to fry right now. We got bigger fish to fry right now in terms of talking about Kenny Pickett. Now, I cannot believe you're going to be the Party Pooper. We're draft guys. We love getting the young guys on the field. We don't do the red shirt thing. Put them on the field. Maybe.
No.
Maybe it's a situation that happens where maybe all of a sudden Mitchell Trubisky runs
out
of
Maddox gets mouthpiece. Hit.
He can't find his mouthpiece, and all of a sudden, out-trusts Kenny Pickett, just like you saw with Tyrod Taylor and Justin Herbert. And before you know it, you're like, oh, we got to go with the young guy. I think
Tyrod Taylor had a punctured lung, by the way. I don't think it was a missing mouthpiece.
I don't want to put that on my Tar Heel guy, but I'm just saying, if you're looking at this, the conversation is so hard if you're the coaches because two games the guy has looked great. Kenny Pickett has the highest passer rating of any young quarterback in the preseason since 2015. Dak Prescott is on that list. So I'm just saying he looks so good. It's so easy. And you saw it. They're blitzing him. They're bringing pressure. And he is unfazed by it. I think the thing that's most impressive to me was just the poise. And I know he played a lot of games in college, but he was unflappable. And if I have an opportunity where it's close, I'm going to go with the young guy, give the young guy an opportunity to get on the field and make it happen.
Yeah, no, I can see what you're going to do or what I'm going to do. I'm saying what the Steelers are going to do. I think they're going to slow it down a little bit. And maybe they let him, and maybe they say, hey, week three, they let him go out there and start in the preseason, and maybe he just blows their socks off and they just say, okay, you know, we forced our hand. We got to do it. But I don't think they want to. I think they want to
the conversation. The conversation with Mitchell is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, but he also has to see and feel the momentum. DJ, they couldn't pee a drop. They couldn't gain a yard. Yeah. And I know it's they couldn't get a yard. Kenny Pickett comes in, they go right down the field. Same defense, same approach. Two-minute offense. He's finding Deontay Johnson. He's working the middle of the field. The ball is coming out. Everything that we talked about that you're like, hey, man, at his best, he's a touch, timing, and rhythm passer. The ball comes
out. He's Joe Burrow light.
DJ, he did all those things. And so I understand wanting to keep him in bubble wrap and wanting to preserve him and wanting to wait, but I don't know, man, because I don't know if the team is going to allow him to do it. The players. You see how he's already got those guys coming over. Look, it's a tough job. That's why Mike Tomlin makes all the big bucks. I would be in a rush to go ahead and put him on the field because if it's close, I'm going to go with a young guy and let him go ahead and get the clock started.
Yeah. All right. Well, we both agree on the fact Kenny Pickett's going to be a good player in this league. He's going to be the longtime starter. We disagree on when that timeline begins. Buck, we've had a fun one today. It's been great go through some of these rookies, what we expect, the ceiling and the floor conversation that we had there. Anything else you're looking forward to here? A final week of the preseason. It's different now. I mean, from 10 years ago, we saw third week of the preseason was the trial run, right? And then you had the fourth week, kind of rest your guys and get off to the season. Now we've got three games. You get a whole week off, and then everything kicks off. A lot of starters haven't been getting run in the preseason, but is there anything you're looking forward to here in week three?
Well, I'm looking for a lot of guys to play this last preseason game like it's their Super Bowl. A lot of the unheralded guys, a lot of the misfits and castoffs, the guys that are on the fringe. This week may be largely ignored by the public, but they're going to be a bunch of guys that are really giving their all, trying to make and keep that dream alive, trying to make this roster. So this should be fun to watch.
All right. As we get out of here, Granada Hills Charter, we are 1-0 right now, correct? We had a big win.
Yeah, we are 1-0. Who did we beat? We got a dub. We beat Arleta. Beat Arleta 54-0. Okay. Did pretty well. Now we got a big one. Got a big game coming up. Westchester.
Who we got? Westchester. Okay.
Westchester, the Comets. The Comets. Okay. Tough team.
The Christian High Patriots JV team, 19-14. Big win against Ramona High School down here. They came back late with like 30 seconds left. The young freshman got his chance, got out there. He played by like a dozen plays outside linebacker, got himself a nice little tackle. I'll send you a little video clip. Yeah, proud Papa Mark.
Right. So here we go.
He's doing great. So we'll take the win. Varsity didn't do quite as good, but we got to win. We got to win on the JV side there. So we'll take the dub.
Building the foundation. Right. Building the foundation.
That's it. Future. We're looking at the future here. Anyways, high school football is the best. Absolutely love it. For those who don't know, Bucky's a head coach at Granada Hills Charter and is doing a phenomenal job really getting John Elway's old high school program back where it needs to be. So anyways, appreciate you guys hanging with us, and we'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.